He's just a big softy." She drew a knife out of the folds of her dress, turned and stabbed the elf behind her. It wasn't an accurate thrust, but it didn't have to be. Not with an iron blade. She completed the movement by daintily raising the hem of her dress and kicking the third elf just under the knee. Sean saw a flash of metal as her foot retreated under the silk again. She elbowed the screaming elf aside, trotted into the doorway, and came back with a crossbow. "Sean," she said, "which one hurt you?"
"All of them," said Sean weakly, "but the one fighting Grebo stabbed Diamanda."
The elf pulled Grebo off his face. Green-blue blood was streaming from a dozen wounds, and Grebo hung onto its arm as he was flailed against the wall.
"Stop it," said Magrat. The elf looked down at the bow and froze.
"I will not beg for mercy," it said.
"Good," said Magrat, and fired. That left one elf rolling in circles on the flagstones, clutching at its knee.
Magrat stepped daintily over the body of another elf, vanished into the armory for a moment, and came back with an axe. The elf stopped moving and focused all its attention on her.
"Now," said Magrat conversationally, "I'm not going to lie to you about your chances, because you haven't got any. I'm going to ask you some questions, but first of all, I'm going to get your attention."
The elf was expecting it, and managed to roll aside as the axe splintered the stones.
"Miss,"
said Sean weakly, as Magrat raised the axe again.
"Yes?"
"Mum says they don't feel pain, miss."
"No, but they can certainly be put to inconvenience."
Magrat lowered the axe.
"Of course there's armour," she said. "We could put this one in a suit of armour. How about it?"
"No."
The elf tried to pull away across the floor.
"Why not?" said Magrat.
"Better than axes, yes?"
"No."
"Why not?"
"It's like being buried in the earth," hissed the elf. "No eyes, no ears, no mouth."
"Chainmail, then," said Magrat.
"No."
"Where is the king? Where is everyone?"
"I will not say."
"All right."
Magrat vanished into the armory again and came back dragging a suit of chainmail. The elf tried to scramble away.
"You won't get it on," said Sean from where he lay. "You'll never get it over his arms."
Magrat picked up the axe.
"Oh, no," said Sean. "Miss!" "You will never get him back," said the elf. "She has him."
"We shall see," said Magrat.
"All right, Sean. What shall we do with it?"
In the end, they dragged it into the storeroom next to the dungeon and manacled it to the bars of the window. It was still whimpering at the touch of the iron as Magrat slammed the door.
Sean was trying to keep at a respectful distance. It was the way Magrat kept smiling all the time.
"Now let's have a look at that arm of yours," she said.
"I'm all right," said Sean, "but they stabbed Diamanda in the kitchen."
"Was it her I heard screaming?"
Partly.
Sean stared down in fascination at the dead elves as Magrat stepped over them.
"You killed them," he said.
"Did I do it wrong?"
No, said Sean cautiously. "No, you did it quite well, really."
"And there's one in the pit," said Magrat. "You know, the pit. What day is it?"
"Tuesday."
"And you clean it out on..."
"Wednesdays. Only I missed last Wednesday because I had..."
"Then we probably don't need to worry about it. Are there any more around?"
"I don't think so. Miss Queen?"
"Yes, Sean?"
"Could you put the axe down, please? I feel a lot better if you put the axe down." "The axe, Miss Queen? You keep swinging it about. It could go off at any second."
"What axe?"
"The one you're holding."
"Oh, this axe." Magrat appeared to notice it for the first time. "That arm looks bad. Let's get down to the kitchen and I'll splint it. Those fingers don't look good either. Did they kill Diamanda?"
"I don't know, and I don't know why. I mean, she was helping them."
"Yes.
Wait a moment." Magrat disappeared one more time into the armory and came back carrying a sack. "Come on, Grebo." Grebo gave her a sly look and stopped washing himself.
"Do you know a funny thing about Lancre?" said Magrat as they sidled down the stairs.
"What's that, miss?"
"We never throw anything away. And you know another thing?"
"No, miss."
"They couldn't have painted her from life, of course, I mean. People didn't paint portraits in those days. But the armour..." "All they had to do was look. And you know what?"
Sean suddenly felt frightened. He'd been scared before, but it had been immediate and physical. But Magrat, like this, frightened him more than the elves. It was like being charged by a sheep.
"No, miss," he said.
"No one told me about her. You'd think it's all tapestry and walking around in..."